B-Pod Studios.
And it's time for another edition of one of my favorite segments of the show, Caring and Sharing, with retired child psychologist Dr. Murray Kleiner. We head to Laguna Beach, California, where my friend Murray is standing by. Good afternoon, Murray. Hello? Murray? Murray, are you there? Murr? Dr. Kleiner.
Yes.
I thought in a previous program you told me I can call you Murray.
I changed my mind.
Dr. Kleiner, welcome to the show.
Thank you kindly.
How have you been? All right.
I thought that we had agreed that there would be no further exploration of my personal life.
You're doing well. You're not well.
Oh,
you're not doing well.
End of discussion.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. You ready to go to the mailbag? Answer some of our listener email.
If that's what it will take to get you off of my telephone, fine.
This is what you do for us. You're a retired psychologist. You give some of our listeners advice. That's what you do.
What you do is annoy the living. Never mind.
All right. Let's go to the mailbag, Dr. Kleiner.
Say it with disdain.
I thought I could hang up this phone very easily and leave you in the lurch. I thought I could call you Murray. You told me I could. I'd like to think we've been doing this for a while, that we're friends.
Well, you would be wrong.
Okay. We go right to the mailbag, Doctor. This is from lovely Cindy. She's 25, and she needs your help. She writes in, "Dear Dr. Kleiner, I'm going to be the maid of honor in my best friend's wedding on Saturday, and I have a terrible confession to make. 2 weeks ago, I slept with the groom-to-be."
Oh, Christ.
We were at a party, we got drunk, and it just happened. It was a huge mistake, and he and I both wish we hadn't done it. I talked to my therapist about it, and she said that if I truly want to make things right, I need to tell my best friend so that she doesn't go into her marriage deceived. Sometimes I think my therapist is a quack. That's why I'm turning to you, Dr. Kleiner. Signed, Cindy, age 25.
So how did she explain this again? Did she offer it to him, or did he just come up and introduce Charlie?
They say that the two of them were at a party, got a little drunk, and it just, you know, happened.
And the next thing you know, they're getting Jack and the Orchid.
Now, she went to her therapist, says that she should tell the bride-to-be about what she did with the groom-to-be. And get, you know, have the slate clean. Do you agree?
Obviously, the groom didn't have a problem just giving her a stab. You know, she's going at it like a belt-fed motor.
Right. So, as a psychologist, best to keep this under wraps and just forget the whole thing?
I would say forget the whole thing if they're not going any further with it. You know, obviously it's not good for her to be enjoying a hot roll with cream with the groom-to-be.
Right. But it happened.
It's already happened, so why don't you just let it go and forget about it,
See, now this is totally different advice from her therapist. I'm wondering, do you take on new patients right now?
I cannot take on new patients.
Oh, you still haven't gotten that licensing thing taken care of? You still banned? Sorry about that, Murray. I mean, doctor. Next letter.
Forget about it. What is it that Grammy song?
What?
Keep it real or else forget about it. Something like that.
This This next letter comes to us.
So you had a four-legged frolic freak.
Right.
So what?
Okay. This next letter comes from Joshua. He's 30, and he needs some advice, Dr. Kleiner. He says, my ex-girlfriend, whom I haven't spoken to in years, recently began emailing me. She knows I'm married, and I know she's engaged, so it seemed like a harmless correspondence. Now, I deflowered her in high school, and she never, never has been able to let that go, even when I went to college and when I went to law school. In other words, she's always had an unusually strong crush on me, and I think it's because I took her innocence when she was only 16. Anyway, she wants to get together, and I think it would be harmless, but my wife is wary. She says a girl is forever slightly attached to the guy who deflowers her. Is this true, Dr. Kleiner? And am I playing with fire if I should meet up with my ex-girlfriend, signed Joshua, age 30?
Well, Joshua, you're old enough to know better. And well, what you better worry about before you even think about meeting her is, you know, sounds like you've been leaving tracks on your computer keyboard. What's your wife going to say when she goes in there to go to MarthaStewart.com and finds her handful of bull gravy?
But Dr. Kleiner, this is a good psychological question here. Are women always permanently attached to the first person, the first man?
They will always remember, not necessarily so much the man, but they will remember the actual anatomical part. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
I'm talking about the whore pipe. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the vomiting cobra, Uncle Dick, Trapstick.
They never forget it.
No, they can never get it out of their head.
If it was like a, you know, shaped oddly or it had a
They
birth-
will always remember the Mr. Goodwrench that dismantled them initially.
I see.
That particular ramrod is irreplaceable in their mind.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I mean?
Right.
It's what they call a crack haunter.
Doctor, we got time for one more quick letter here before
you know,
we have to go.
That's one doo-flicker that's not going to get out of their mind. That's one live sausage that will not simply fade away.
I see.
So, you know, when you're taking your bayonet into virgin territory, fellas, keep that in mind.
Real quick, we got one more here. This is from Jim. He's 32, and he writes in, Dear Dr. Kleiner, I just started a job delivering bottled water, mainly to residents, but a few offices. Now, all the guys in my division have these stories about getting it with ladies they deliver to. So far, I don't see how that's possible. Most of the ladies I deliver to have kids running around. The ones that seem to be alone are usually elderly. Not one lady looks like a candidate for spontaneous delivery of man sex. I think these guys are just pulling my leg, but before I call them out, I want to know, are these stories possibly made up, or are they true, or am I just going to the wrong homes? Signed, Jim. He's 32.
Jim, I'd say you're foolish. Quite simply, you're foolish, Jim. Of course that stuff goes on.
He hasn't found it yet, though.
Well, that's his fault. It's his fault. You got to keep your eyes open, there's an unspoken communication that can take place. For instance, if she sees you checking out her cantaloupes,
right,
the howitzers,
right,
the love bubbles,
right,
you following me?
Uh-huh.
The melons, the peaches,
right?
Okay, the sandbags,
right?
Scones, snuggle pups, sweater meat,
yeah,
tamales,
sure,
pitons,
uh-huh,
Tudors, torpedoes, yeah, twangers, Twin Peaks. That would open up the gate of heaven for you.
I see.
And you just have to know how to deal with them. You know.
You sound like a man who's.
And then the next thing you know, you're face down and your tongue kissing the mouth that cannot bite.
You sound like a man who's talking from experience. There, did you have a job in college like that, Doctor?
I've gotten around in life. I mean, and it's something, it's something that I'm not proud of. I mean, when you wake up with a burner, you know what I mean? You wake up with the morning drop, you know what I mean? Pissing pins and needles. So it's important to be careful out there.
I see.
You don't want to end up with the clap, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You don't want to end up with what they call ladies' fever. You don't want to end up with a Neapolitan bone ache.
All right,
you know,
doctor.
What I mean?
Sure.
You don't want to end up with a Spanish needle.
All right.
Okay?
There you go.
You don't want to end up with, you know, what they call gentlemen's companions, crotch crickets, pant rabbits, seam squirrels.
All right, doctor.
Is that clear enough?
Until next time, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on with Caring and Sharing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fine.
Murray, can I call you Murray again?
You can call me Murray again if you'd like a swift kick to the marshmallows.
Goodbye.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear
you. A nice swift kick to the spunk holders. Maybe that'd straighten you out.
Goodbye.
Kick you right in the bird's eggs.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Thing that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
What do you mean I'm going to have to take it off?
Look, I'm not going to get into any discussion about it on the air. I'm just telling you what I know. Look.
I mean, isn't it like a holiday where it's allowed?
I don't know.
know. Turn the light off in there. I don't like that. And close your mouth when you're eating.
And you're snapping at him right off the bat. Here's what I know.
Well, I was very nice to him coming in.
Okay. Here's what I know. I'm walking down the hall about a week and a half ago. And the program director across the hall, Junior Beasley.
Yeah.
Good kid.
Mm-hmm. He's good, not, solid Dolphins fan.
He's not a kid anymore. But I remember when he was a baby.
Literally.
Yeah.
We don't mean like when he was a teenager or right. Newborn.
Newborn. And he's got like one of the paper masks on.
Him?
He takes me aside and he says, whatever you do, don't have any Trump stuff on.
What?
And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, I have my Trump mask. My Trump 2020 mask.
Stan, I never wear Trump stuff. It's a special day.
And he was told.
Even Junior would back me up. I think this is the first time that I've worn this.
It is, but I don't think he'd back you up of wearing it.
It's the first time, and it should be the last time.
Well, that's all I wanted his backup for, is that, yeah, it's the only time I've worn it.
You're trying to justify it. I'm telling you what I know.
All right.
He says, I wore my Trump 2020 mask today.
Hell yeah.
Now, keep in mind, this is a Beasley. He was brought into an office, which I will not mention. Told, take it off. There'll be no Trump stuff because there are certain people in the building.
Junior.
That it offends.
Doesn't upset him enough to stop him from eating.
Yeah. I said to him in the same breath that he told me that, I said, well, then what if I wore a big Biden mask?
That'd be fine.
So, I today's election day, you have your Trump hat on, first time you've worn it. But I'm telling you that it's around the building.
Because I figured
that it makes people uncomfortable.
That today, of all days, it would be appropriate.
What, you're shaking your head? You don't agree. You don't agree that it's appropriate.
We're in the workplace here.
Because
let's keep it professional.
Because Junior, the way that Trump supporters look at it, tomorrow it's all over and we can all go back to work.
Yeah.
We'll know tonight by midnight who the next president's going to be.
No, we won't.
What?
No. No, we won't.
What do you mean?
And, well, they have already said it. Philadelphia or Pennsylvania is a mess right now. And even Junior said here in Florida, they're already having problems with the machines.
Look, Stan, when the president of the United States declares victory, that's good enough for me.
I agree with you. All right, we got to take a break. Got a busy, busy day. But before we go into other things, guess what, Southwest Florida? It's not too late. It's not too late at all. You can still get the full original base MSRP for your trade, but only at Naples Nissan, our pals down there in Naples.
Now, of course, we know our listeners, they're cynical people, are going, oh, yeah, well, okay, I'll come down there to Naples Nissan. I'm going to bring my six-year-old car.
Yeah, bring a seven-year-old car. Bring an eight-year-old car. You're still going to get the MSRP that you paid for that car trading in so you can drive away in a brand-new Nissan.
Well, that's kind of a glass of shut-up juice, isn't it?
Yep. Whether it's used, whether you bought it at Naples Nissan or not, just bring it in.
What if I'm the fourth owner?
Don't worry. If it's under 80,000 miles and 2012 or newer, they'll give you the MSRP.
All you have to do is go to NaplesNissan.com, pick out your favorite new Nissan, and then head down to Naples Nissan. They'll take care of the rest.
Absolutely, and get all the details at NaplesNissan.com.
Stan and Amy.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition. That means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us via the telephone. If you would like to have Mike, who's an attorney, esquire, lawyer, answer a legal question for you, feel free to text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. He'll be on with us in about an hour.
You know what? Someone needs to explain to Jill Biden that when you have an elderly husband, you don't sneak up on him and tap him on the shoulder.
Yeah, boo.
Boo!
In about 30 minutes, we're going to have the local beat for you and the victim.
What?
So we got the local beat story. It's a good one. And the victim.
What's going on here? Is it sweeps week or something?
I don't know. It's here's the deal, and I'll just briefly tease it. A well-known tattoo shop was burglarized. Guy's been open for like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was burglarized, window broken, door smashed in. Cameras caught what?
Why would you break into a tattoo shop?
Precisely. Cameras caught what they think was a woman breaking in or a, you know,
little, what have you?
A little fluff boy going in with a flashlight, not knowing where he's going, trying to go to the cash register, and goes and leaves and still on the lam. They're wondering who in their right mind would want to break into a tattoo shop, obviously not knowing what's going on in there. And I think they made off with like $1,000 out of the register. And nobody knows why this happened. The tattoo shop's been open for 12 years. Not a problem, and I didn't think that tattoo shops were the target for, you know, big crime. We got the owner coming on. Going to tell us what happened there.
I mean, there's expensive equipment in there.
Yeah.
But that's of value to very few people.
Correct.
It would not be good in the criminal world because it would be traced right back to you.
Yep. So we'll find out, because I don't think they caught the person yet.
And
they think it's a female. They think it's a female. And I have other ideas.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
These days, yeah.
Some kind of twinkle toes walking in.
Yeah, best just to, best just to describe the suspect as effeminate.
Yeah. And I think that's how we'll do it. An effeminate person came in and did this.
Were they flamboyant as well?
I don't know. They were dancing around with their flashlight.
Prancing?
Yeah, a little prance.
Frolicking?
Now you'll see the video. What?
I've got the video. Yeah, so we can watch it.
Yeah. So when we get
What is your opinion?
I mean, this is a really well-known establishment.
No, I don't mean your overall opinion. I mean
my opinion on who the person is.
Yeah. Is it female?
I'm not going to identify.
So is that your answer, is that it would be a person that we wouldn't be sure about?
Let's just say they.
Yeah. Is that how it's done now?
They or them. Yeah, we don't know. Let's just say.
Could it be Zer?
We have to ask the suspect.
Or Z?
We have to ask the suspect what they identify as.
When they're caught.
Yep.
We'll have the victim on today.
Why did it take us so long to figure out what the colleges were doing to the kids?
I don't know. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Because I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but I know about me, and I know about our parents. If they knew, they would have stopped it.
They would have stopped it. You're right. Long lines at the polls today. And you know if you want to go.
Are there?
And you know if you want to go through a drive-thru, there's long lines there. Wouldn't it be great if we could just have voting in the fast food line together? I've got a live camera.
Jack in the ballot box. Go ahead and order.
Yeah, I'll take a Biden burger, a side of Harris, and a large Pelosi punch.
I'm sorry, did you mail that order in a week ago?
Yeah.
Please stand in line for a few hours until your order's ready. Welcome to Jack in the Ballot Box.
Yeah, give me a bucket of Trump, mostly white meat, a side of Pence, and a large McConnell extra ice.
One Tucker Carlson special. Can I get you to pull forward with the rest of your caravan?
Jack in the Ballot Box. Now open till polls close.
You know, when you're at that age, let's just say getting into your teens, first couple of years of the teens, you're a real Weisenheimer and your parents don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Here's some
footage. You know why that is, though. It's because that's the age where you start to realize you've been lied to a lot.
Some footage that has gone viral. A daughter moons her mom.
Oh, that's not done.
And the mom takes note of how bad her ass looks.
Mom! Did you hear the news? There's a full moon out tonight.
Oh, stop it. Your butt's all broken out. You better do something about that. You have a rash.
Kids today. At your mother.
Do I need to take this call? Or is it personal? Personal, or do I need to take it?
He's enjoying himself.
Yeah, is it a personal call, or do I need to take this call?
He's got an opinion, if you want to talk to him.
He's got an opinion. Just like everybody's got one. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, this is Fred. I didn't know if... I wanted to send you the boat parade pictures, the video that I had. It was about 2 minutes worth over Sunday.
2 minutes worth of
Where was the boat parade?
It was in Fort Myers, and apparently nobody knew about it because it wasn't even on TV or anything.
Well,
we had helicopters flying around, you know, and
how many boats?
Probably thousands.
Nice job, Fred.
Appreciate it, Fred. Thank you. Sikhs.
Honorable people.
You're darn right they are.
And they get mixed up. People don't know the difference between Sikhs and Muslims.
Yep.
And there's a big difference.
Get a load of this. Hero. Hero Sikhs. Some men in Alberta, Canada, saved two teenage girls who fell through the ice into freezing water. How did these Sikh individuals do it? Something that they're not supposed to do, but life mattered. They took their turbans off, unraveled them, made it into a rope, and saved the two girls. They're heroes. Heroes.
Those two young ladies who were in the water screaming, and it was quite a terrifying experience. Oh, the screams were like a deathly scream. It was so terrifying. It's just in my head still. It's hard to erase. It was just unimaginable. They all took off their turbans and they're tying it and they're trying to throw it in the water to save these young girls. So what he said was, in their Sikh faith, that it's a big thing to take your turban off, but they didn't think for one moment.
It did have a positive ending, other than being mildly cold, so very early or mild hypothermia. There was no sort of ill effects or lasting repercussions from this incident.
That's good.
See, I'm not a big fan of turbans, but I understand why the Sikhs do it. It's for moments like that.
Yep.
They always got a knife on them, and they got those turbans. So if you got a knife and rope, there are very few situations you cannot overcome.
I'm going to do a little throwback here for you. In 1973, Alice Cooper put out the song Elected. A lot of it's making its way around with the election again, but it was a known hit for Alice Cooper in 1973. And, you know, every election time the song gets played, Alice Cooper talked about that song and what it meant for 1973.
The whole idea was that when Nixon was in, Nixon was one of those guys that, I mean, was more controversial. We just thought it was the funniest thing. I was the most probably maligned rocker in the world at that point. And I said, well, what a perfect thing. Alice Cooper runs against Nixon. You know, and we, of course, it was satire. because the last thing I would want to do is be elected to any office at all. I can't stand politics. I hate politics so much. I didn't want to be class president. I didn't want to be class treasurer, you know. So whatever you do, don't vote for me. All right.
Now, and we've known this for years, Alice Cooper, as wild as he was for his time on stage back in the 70s, bad guy, he eventually got in with other entertainers, became a member of Country Club. Mm-hmm. When the big golf tournaments would come around, he would always be one of the members playing in the celebrity pro-ams. Pretty good golfer. And he got to play golf over the years with several presidents. Here's Alice Cooper remembering about giving golf tips to celebrities and presidents. He hangs out with them now.
Well, when you're president, you have to play golf because it's the only way you'll ever be close to being alone. Yeah, and having any room.
True.
This is a great story. I was at Steve Allen's birthday party. Everybody's in tuxedos. And I'm talking about Jack Benny, Bob Hope, Jerry Lewis. Everybody's in tuxedos. And I'm in all black leather. You know, I was the only rock and roller in the Friars Club. So I knew all these guys.
Lucky
and
duck.
Some guy comes over and he says, hey, Alice, Bob wants to see you. And I walked in the other room and there's Bob Hope with President Ford. I walk up and he goes, Alice, he said, I seem to be hitting the ball to the right too much. And I'm going, I'm all in black leather, you know, and everything. And I go, Bob, relax your right hand. And then the club will turn over a lot easier. And President Ford's going, just relax your right hand. I said, yeah, just. And I realized right then that golf was the common denominator. It didn't matter. Here's the President of the United States and Alice Cooper talking about golf like we were next door neighbors.
That's true.
I wish I wasn't so good at it.
Yes, dear leader.
I can't enjoy it.
Yeah, never could.
And it boggles me why it's such a struggle to you people. This. I played with you one time.
Yeah, you did. You did a good job. Britney Spears.
Because I remember when I hit the ball, you said, you sure you've never played hockey?
Yeah. You really held it just like a hockey stick. Britney Spears, you know, the whole rumor is she's got her parents that watch all her money.
Oh, that's not a rumor. That's a fact.
Is she a nut or not? Britney Spears, for her fans, released a brief little statement saying she's fine.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, so I know that there have been a lot of comments and a lot of people saying a lot of different things about me, but I just want to let you guys know that I am fine. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm sending all of you guys a lot of prayers, wishes, and a lot of love.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Britt.
They broke her.
Jeez.
They broke her.
Well, I think it happened. Remember when she shaved her head?
Yeah.
So is she fine or what we just heard all crazy talk?
You heard it. I don't think you need a degree, although you have one.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, so I know that there have been a lot of comments and a lot of people saying a lot of different things about me, but I just want to let you guys know that I am fine. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm sending all of you guys a lot of prayers, wishes, and a lot of love.
Yeah, that sounds perfectly fine.
Yep.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
I know Junior loves his writing of music. You know, he knows the notes and stuff.
Yeah, he does.
He can actually write music.
He's not great at executing the notes, but he's good at knowing the notes.
Yes.
Where he's written his own symphonies.
Oh, he's written incredible music, but he can't play any of it. And, you know, he's kind of like you, only you've gone to the extreme where it's a total fail. He would like to play drums, he would like to play keyboards, and he can do it just enough into tricking you to think there's potential there.
Gotcha. Get a load of this.
And then he'll screw up and that's okay, buddy, we'll take it from the top. And then after it happens the 17th time, you go, you're really not good at this, are you? And he goes, nah, I'm not.
Get a load of this.
I never said I was good.
I have what they claim to be, and it was put to the recorded, what they claim to be the oldest piece of music, where they can actually decipher what the notes are supposed to be, what the words are supposed to be.
Would they find it in some archaeological dig?
Yeah, let me tell you about it. And then you can hear it. It's a version of what they claim to be the oldest piece of music that can be reconstructed. It is called the Haran Hymn Number 6. And it was written around 1400 BC. And it was inscribed on a tablet in Syria. The version starts as an instrumental and then switches to vocals. They say this, what you're about to hear, and there's the picture of it, is the oldest written piece of music that has been able to be reconstructed. This is what they were listening to in 1400 BC.
Big hit in Syria.
Big hit in Syria.
I see her and I want it painted black.
What do you think, Junior?
Sounds like Assassin's Creed.
It does. In the beginning, I mean, it's painted black. I mean, the Stones totally ripped that off.
Yeah, well, music has to come from somewhere. Everybody, there's nothing left original.
There's only so many notes, right, Junior?
Yeah. It's only so many.
And he's still trying to figure them out.
Are you at the end of the grab bag?
I got one more. Little piece. Why? Is there something that you need?
Well, I wanted you to go back to that hymn.
Yeah.
So that we can compare it, if you don't mind. I'll start while you're queuing it up, if you don't mind.
All right, let me get to it here.
We'll compare here.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I got the right one.
Well, I'm going first, so you got time.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I think that's it. Be identical.
Yep. I think the people that wrote the Haran Hymn Number 6 have a lawsuit.
I think so. At least some writing credit on this song.
A lot closer than that Stairway to Heaven business.
Yeah, right. Yep. This happened on Sunday, and I don't know how many people saw it. When Bears receiver Javon Wims was suspended.
I don't understand why NFL players do this. Stan, you know boxing and you know football.
Yeah.
You've participated in both sports.
Yeah.
Is it possible to injure an NFL player wearing an NFL helmet by throwing fists?
Pretty hard to do. It's fist on plastic.
You're more likely to hurt yourself than the other player.
Correct. Bears receiver Javon Wims was suspended for 2 games for repeatedly punching Saints safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
It makes no sense.
Javon claims C.J. spit on him. But CJ says, no, that never happened.
CJ says, child, please.
He's out there now, and instead it's Robinson who has the touchdown for Chicago. He's good for five.
Wow.
Let's check in. Oh, now we got a fight.
They are going at it.
See, it's not like a hockey game where you can really get into it.
Rims, Javon Rims, with C.J. Gardner-Johnson involved as well, and that was real.
I don't even know what that was about. Yeah, he may be gone. He should be gone.
That's very unedifying.
The guy who he hit was C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who had nothing to do with that play.
Even baseball That's fights are better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He can think about it in the locker room, I guess, here shortly.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness, number 83. Number 83, because of his actions, has disqualified himself from further participation.
That's dumb.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. But you don't spit on me, mother. Or I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the local beat with guests.
If he was serious about it, he wouldn't be throwing fists. He's not very smart. No. Cleat to the back of the knee.
Yeah, and then you take him out for the season.
Yep.
Yeah, local beat with guest.
With guest?
Yes.
Did I approve of this?
Yes, you did.
Oh, thank you.
Fort Myers Tattoo Parlor, shaken by smash and grab.
And we don't know.
You'll have to look at the.
There is a suspect, but we're not quite.
Correct. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
96 K Rock.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K Rock.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the. Go, you know the. You know the thing.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Mike Chiannopoulos in about 30 minutes. He comes on every Tuesday. He's our lawyer from Absolute Law. If you have a question for Mike, text us your question. We'll pose it to him. 239-277-9600. Stan's named that movie later on today as well.
Boy, I wish we had a magic map we could play games with.
Yeah, it's election day.
Go around, you know, flipping different states around, doing math.
I'm a firm believer of this. All you people that all year long are bitching and complaining, you don't vote, you don't deserve to complain.
Bah, bah, bah.
Vote. Local beat, and we have the victim. And he's going to be joining us. He's on hold right now. Let me set the stage for you. Dateline Fort Myers. Headline. This comes to us from NBC2. Fort Myers Tattoo Parlor.
Excuse me, Stan.
Yes.
Headlines don't tell the whole story. Nothing to see here, folks. Just click away.
Will you sit back and relax?
I was just doing my Twitter imitation.
Go vote. Surveillance video shows someone, and we have the video. We'll break it down. Surveillance video shows someone broke into Howell Tattoo Parlor just after midnight on Friday, several hours after they closed. Co-owner Andy Howell got a security alert shortly after it happened that somebody broke into his tattoo
shop. Why would you do that?
I don't know. And let's bring Andy on right now. Andy Howell joins us. Andy, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And of course, if you know the name, the Howell Tattoo Parlor, and K-Rock has done a lot of stuff. I know Jeff Zito has gone, and when you've had live music performances
there. Roll that security tape, would you?
Yeah, we want to. All right, Andy, first of all, I leave it at you get a message that somebody broke into your tattoo shop. Take it from there. What happened once you got the alert?
So they told me the security company called. They said that multiple motion sensors had gone off, and I knew right away that that wasn't right. Because, I mean, if it's a false alarm, it's just like a, you know, sensor. But So I told him to call the cops right away, and then I basically, you know, put regular clothes on. I think I was, like, scraping glue off the floor, replacing the floor here, but I got in the car and just drove there. It took me about half an hour to get there, so by the time I was about halfway.
And now what time of, this is in the middle of the night, right?
This is 12:30, yeah,
okay.
12:30. So halfway there, the cops call me. They'd just gotten there. They said that someone had smashed out a window, and, you know, that's about all I knew. So finally get there, and there's about four cops there. Somebody had taken one of the concrete planters outside and smashed it against one of the glass doors.
Jeez.
And then, you know, ducked into the door.
Now, we're looking at the surveillance footage.
My first impression is very methy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's safety glass, so it was, like, everywhere.
Now, yeah, but we're talking, the perpetrator looked very methy. Like, looking for a quick fix or something.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like either an adolescent or, like, a very effeminate dude or woman. I don't know.
Well, I think we can safely say runs like a girl.
Yep, runs like a girl, hands out, you know. But the fact of the matter is, in looking at this, and you pointed out when you talked to the TV news, this person wasn't like somebody that would, you know, stake out the joint. They get into the place by breaking the window, busting the door, and they don't know exactly what they're looking for. They're going all around the place, and the first thing that comes to your mind, Andy, is what do they want out of your store?
Right? Yeah, like, it's not like I got millions of dollars in there. You know, we're just a family-owned tattoo shop.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact that they got anything is just dumb luck on their part, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Could have
just as easily
been an empty register.
It was an empty register, because what they did is, this is the super ballsy part of it, is they, like, jacked up our cash drawer. You know, they got it out finally. So they took it. They ran outside with this closed cash box. They went behind the building, like, must have jiggled it around and realized there was nothing in it. And then they tossed it into the weeds. And then they came back inside.
Oh, so they came back inside a second time.
They came back inside. There was literally, like, a 10-minute window between when they left after the second time and the cops got there. So the cops were almost there right as they were leaving.
Now, it says in the story, though, what did they make off with, like, $1,000?
Yeah, they found where we kept the money in the office, and they took that. And that had all of our, like, money in it from the day and, like, you know, just cash for the drawer. So it was about $1,000.
Oh, man.
And police and nobody, they were pretty well covered up. Nobody knows who this is.
I mean, I've had a couple people message me and think it's so-and-so. But, you know, there's really no evidence right now to say who exactly it was. It looked like they were maybe wearing glasses. Somebody said it looked like they might have had gauged ears. It's really hard to tell. I mean, they're completely covered.
You know, with covering up like that, I mean, is the possibility that maybe they in the past may have been a customer and thought that this
would be
easy? Or
I mean, obviously they're covering their arms, so it's definitely a possibility they got tattoos.
Right.
But, like, the way they were looking around the place, they just looked like a deer in the headlights.
You're right. That's the other thing.
Like
they
said, very methy.
Yeah, and they didn't know. They didn't know the layout of the place that well.
Yeah. I mean, they looked down the tattoo, like where the tattoo stations are. And they, you know, only took a couple seconds there, and they came back out, and then they went into the venue gallery part of the shop and, like, kind of made a beeline for the back hallway.
Yeah, and the fact
one of the offices is.
And the fact that they took the cash drawer outside and realized that wasn't what they wanted and went back in tells me they're not all that with it. They're not very smart.
Yeah. And obviously it wasn't a past employee, because employees would know there's no money in the cash box that night.
We're talking to Andy Howell. His tattoo shop was vandalized, broken into, money stolen. Here's the thing that gets me, and I just like your opinion on this, because you know, times in the last, 2020 has been a gem of a year.
But, yeah.
But you've been around for 12 years with your business. 2020, obviously with you guys in the shutdown, you guys were closed down for, you know, as far as tattooing goes for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it was like three months that we were officially closed.
I mean, how, this has never happened before. What, do you make it that it's just 2020 and people are going a little nuts, or, because for 12 years, nothing.
I think so. I mean, we're tucked away, you know, behind Brent's Music there, so it's kind of like, you know, it's definitely not on the main road. You know, it's off the main road, just, you know. But
well, that's convenient. Come in, pick up a, you know, a new set of guitar strings, get a tattoo, and you're good to go.
Exactly. But I mean, yeah, it's not the best year. I mean, it's like probably one of the worst years that any of us have been through.
Like, now, let me ask you this:
businesses closing down for 3 months at a time, and then that's unheard of.
You have the police go there. You have the surveillance stuff. It's been covered on the TV news. We're talking to you about it. I mean, any leads? Are the police helping in any way of leads, or are they just saying, you know, this? We might not catch the person.
Take your lumps.
Yeah, your lumps.
The cops really haven't talked to us too much yet. I mean, they have the footage. I mean, I saw them behind the building, like driving around in the neighborhood. I mean, I think there's a good chance that it might be somebody that lives in that neighborhood behind us.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a mixed bag.
Andy, how much damage?
I mean, I even logged into the Wi-Fi router to see if there was somebody had tried to connect, like a phone tried to automatically connect while they were stalking around.
Nothing.
But I didn't really see anything there either.
How much damage done, Andy, to your shop? You got a nice place over there, and how much damage?
I mean, with the window, you know, at least I'm friends with McGregor Glass, so that they were there the next day and took care of the door. But with the door, with like the tablet got smashed that runs our music during the day on the money. I mean, it's probably over 2K, maybe over 3K. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a rough year.
Have you given any thought to expanding the business and make it a tattoo and maybe a dog kennel? where you'd raise, you know, German Shepherds,
Rottweilers, Dobermans.
I think with the venue music side of it and the beer wine side of it, we kind of got our iron in so many fires already. I'm never even home, so.
Andy, you gotta. We're gonna stay up to date on this thing, and hopefully they can catch whoever did it. I urge everybody to take a look at the.
You know what? I think I'm
going to
send Junior down there for his tattoo.
Oh, Junior! Maybe Junior get some ink.
I got to get a tattoo.
What are you getting?
I'm going to get something on the back of my neck, and it's just going to say Haney's bitch.
Andy, we're going to stay on top of this, and I urge everybody with any leads, anybody that knows something, you know, contact the police, and let's get to the bottom of this. You're hurting enough right now with the way things are. You don't need this going on after being a business there for 12 years. You don't need it.
No, it's rotten. Yeah, it's totally rotten.
All right, Andy, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy. There goes Andy Howell, his tattoo shop, the Howe Tattoo Parlor, just busted up Friday night, Saturday morning for no reason at all. And there's a squirrely, methy, hoodied, long-sleeved creep that went in there and made off
with some
money.
Oh, look, Stan, it's the commercial with the two hot chicks that are schizophrenic.
Yeah, have you seen that?
I thought I was hallucinating the first time I saw that.
No, and then there's another one with a hot chick talking to a guy on a bench.
Yeah, where he's about to go, like, off.
Yeah.
And she goes, hi.
Yep, it's the voices.
And he goes, are you real?
Yeah.
I'm hearing voices. Are you one of them?
Yep.
No, it's about this pill.
Yeah.
And then these two hot chicks are in the back of a car. They're driving down the road, and they see an ad for the schizophrenia pill and go, oh, that's what I'm taking.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. You see the two of them right there. You got a blonde and a brunette. Would you date them even though they were schizophrenic?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they're hot.
You and me both would. As a matter of fact, they remind me of that pair we nearly hooked up with.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. When we come back... We already have.
When did they start advertising schizophrenia meds?
I don't know.
I know the three of us in this room, if we take a few, might change our lives.
Yeah.
That's what
finally
I'm telling you.
Silence those damn voices.
Something. Mike Chiannopoulos is coming on next. If you have a question for Mike, he's an attorney, child support, family law in general, visitation with the kids, divorce, if you have a DUI, if you have a criminal issue, veterans issues, civil issues. Mike Chiannopoulos comes on every week, takes your questions. You got to text your questions right now until the day comes we can get them back in the studio. Text your questions for Mike. 239-277-9600. He's coming up next, and he'll answer those questions for you. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain the vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Aw, shucks. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. About a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Hour away from Stan's Name That Movie.
Aren't you going to promote our election coverage?
Oh, yeah, and that too. I've been told hands off, Junior, Haney, Stan on the election coverage.
We got it covered.
Yep. Marvin's doing it. What the hell? What the? Okay. We're all good here.
Hey, but he's not alone.
No. Kit is doing it with him, his assistant, Kit.
So the most important election in history with Marvin and Kit.
Yep. You get online, you get all the up-to-date stuff.
Well, how does that work?
I don't know.
We were told not to worry.
Just hands off. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law is on the line with us right now. Let's bring him up. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Election day, and I, without even asking, I know you have already cast your ballot.
I have. I have indeed, and you know, my concern about this election is ballot stuffing and delays and counting hanging chads. I'm really concerned about this whole thing.
Well, yeah, it's what the Democrats call lawfare.
Yeah, it's going to be everybody's all excited tonight. We're going to find out who's going to be our next president. You're not going to know. Nope. You're not going to know for a couple of weeks.
That's right. That's right. And I think that's going to cause problems. And you know, I've heard that one party or the other shall remain nameless and any other names, but I've heard that there are people who are paying demonstrators, paying protesters, busing them in different places in the state or other cities where they can be most effective. And, you know, all of that is deeply concerning to me. But it is what it is, guys.
Well, you know, there's one side that looks at burning and looting as nothing more than theater and a means to an end. And yeah, for the people that are actually getting hurt, it's a different story.
Yeah, and an expression of emotion. And you know, business owners that have their building burned to the ground and all their business contents burned. And, you know, it's not so much an expression of it's not so much a political expression to them as it is real damage.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're absolutely right. I mean, I never thought, before we get to these the emails and texts, I never thought leading up to an election where you have to put a barrier around the White House
and board up everything else.
And board up in every major city.
Disgusting.
Because somebody might win. I cannot believe that's going on in 2020.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is, guys, to think about, you know, if Biden does get elected, you can almost be rest assured that sometime during his first term, the Democrats are going to bring forth an assault rifle ban. So if you have an AR-15 or an AR-10 or whatever, buy the extra, or you don't have one, buy the lower receiver now and hang on to it because you won't be able to get it later if Biden gets elected.
All right. And Mike,
if he does get elected, buy it right after the election.
There we go. And I just want to remind you, speak up for us so that we can hear you. The connection is tenuous at best. A little iffy.
Well, if Biden gets elected, you need to go ahead and buy a lower receiver if you're an assault rifle person and just hang on to it.
Yeah.
Because at some point during his administration, they'll likely be outlawed.
All right, let's go to the questions that we have on the Absolute Law text line. If you would like to ask Mike a question and a legal question, feel free to text us, 239-277-9600. Let's start off with this, Mike. It's Mike. I need to add a name to my deed. Can I do this online, or is there a person that I need to see that should do that? Somebody that I need to call? Changing a deed.
Yeah, so you're going to have to file what's called a quit claim deed of the property, quit claiming it to you and the person you want to be on it. That's the procedure, and then you get on there and file it. There should be no documentary stamps or tax on it because it's a transfer of convenience. And then it will be recorded, and you and the people, you and that person or those people own it. If you have trouble finding or understanding a quit claim deed, call me off the air, 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll be glad to kind of direct you in the right path.
Okay, and that is for both whether you want to add somebody to it and take somebody off.
That's right.
Okay.
Assuming the person who is going to be taken off is amenable to be taken off.
Yeah, yeah. Easy enough to add them.
Yeah, harder to take them off. These are some emails that came in this week. Well, this is a pretty interesting.
Especially if they don't have a penis.
Easy.
Easy.
Was that my outside voice?
Mike, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how to do, everybody? Let me see this. This is just came in on the Absolute Law text line. Mike, when you say the ban on ARs, do you think they'll come to homes and start confiscating them or just stop the production of them?
I think they will stop the production of them. They will outlaw the possession of them. They will not come door to door, even if there's a serial number assigned to your name for one of those receivers. Because you bought them pre-ban, and so you'll be allowed to keep those. They can't come take your weapons, so you'll be allowed to keep the ones that were bought pre-ban. So, no, they're not going to come to your house kicking in doors.
Okay, good.
But what happens if, God forbid, that you have to use the weapon for its intended purpose, which would be legal now?
Well, and it is legal then. He would just have to show, or she, that they bought the weapon pre-ban. That's all.
Okay. Mike, this email earlier. Mike, I hope you don't mind me asking this. I have heard Stan and Haney say several times that you were once a judge. With today being election day, did you ever have to run for judge, or were you appointed a judge? What do you think of judges on the ballot and being voted to remain or leave?
Well, let me explain to everybody the depth of this question. So county judges are elected, okay? Circuit court judges are elected. Appellate court judges are appointed for life, and the Supreme Court justices are appointed for life in the state system. In the federal system, everybody's appointed for life, right? They got concerned about, if we have to make them run for reelection, particularly at the trial court level, is that going to influence their ability to be objective jurists because their own interest is at stake? But we're not comfortable giving somebody a lifetime appointment, so they compromised and they said, okay, we're going to have a retention ballot every 6 years. And you don't have a campaign or anything. We're just going to ask the public, the voting public, should we retain this judge, yes or no? All right. So it's only going to be the appellate court judges and the Supreme Court. All right. So they have to get over 50% to be removed from office. My habit, personally, you do what you like. I always vote no on every single one of them.
You taught me that.
They're not going to get any no's. And somebody needs to know that they're paying that they're being watched.
Yeah. And you said that probably like 10 years ago on the show, and I was talking to somebody down the hallway in our production department, and I asked them, like last week, did you vote? And he said, I did just what Mike Giannopoulos said on those judges. No.
There you go.
But what about...
There you go. There's no way the public could ever know those judges if they want us to vote on them.
Have you, but I think he's asking in this, and I don't know, have you ever run in a political race?
No, I have not. I was appointed. Thank goodness.
Yeah. 277-239-277-9600. If you have a question for Mike Giannopoulos on the Absolute Law text line, text your question in now. Mike, here's another one. This is also interesting, and I find it interesting because they did the same thing at my complex, and I don't like them either. Mike... My community complex just switched from regular street lights, which were quite bright and adequate, to these energy-saving LED lights. It looks like when they're on that there are no lights on at all. The other night, I was driving home and nearly hit someone who was dressed in dark colors walking off the sidewalk in the road. Scared the hell out of me. Luckily, I avoided him and who I think was his wife. My question is, what if I hit them in my community? Does my community hold any responsibility? My headlights were on. I was doing the speed limit. They were off the sidewalk in the road.
Well, I think, you know, your homeowners association, if somebody was injured, might be able to be held liable. But the idea is to avoid anybody from being injured.
Right.
And so I think you should file a complaint with your homeowners association and be very nice about it. I just don't feel like these lights are safe. They don't provide the same amount of illumination. I understand that the savings is very significant, but it's not going to be more than the cost of paying up if somebody gets killed from it.
Yeah.
So I as a resident, you know, and it sounds like they might be able to up the wattage significantly of the LED lights and provide the same amount of light.
I just know exactly what this guy is saying. They just, probably about 6 months ago, put in these LED lights around my parking area. And it's like they're not even on. You can see that they're illuminated. There's just no way you can't see what's in front of you.
Right.
Stan, don't you care about polar bears?
And that's what I think the wattage or the power of the LED light might be able to be changed. But in any event, the listener needs to call or write his homeowners association and look for a solution together with cooperation.
This is, you know, you bring up about assault weapons, and that's when people start texting on the Absolute Law text line wanting answers to these things. Let me get to the one that I just had up here. They're coming in and want your opinion on so many of these things. Mike, from your professional standpoint, how worried are you about civil unrest happening? I would assume with the weapons ban and or even after the election.
You know, for the first time, for the second time, I'm concerned about violence. The first time was 2000 when we had that close Al Gore and
George W. Bush.
Right. And I thought to myself, it was over. This is wonderful. We are the greatest country in the world. The highest political office of our country is being split in 50-50 vote. Whoever wins is going to erupt in violence. No, because they felt like the Supreme Court made a just and objective, fair decision. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. They voted right along party lines with the president, the party of the president who appointed them. So, you know, I think there is going to be violence this time because I think we kind of missed the wave of violence that time. And now I think people have had enough.
Well, it's a much different world than it was in 2000.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I don't want to get into details, but if you're really interested in it, the information is out there, and there are groups that have telegraphed exactly what they plan to do. And, it involves violence.
We should be prepared for the worst and hope for and marshal in the very best. But, yes, I'm afraid there will be violence. I hope I'm wrong.
Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, Mike. I had a legal will made in New York in 2009. I am domiciled in Florida and have no intention of leaving. Is my will still legal?
It's still legal, but it's 11 years old, and you've changed states. My assumption is that your assets or your income or something else has changed that allowed you to come down here to Florida. So I would highly recommend that you have a view by a Florida lawyer and that person tell you what may be better, if anything.
Okay.
And we do that. You can call us at 239-ASK-MIKE.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, if we bought a gun from a gun show with no paperwork, how would they know if we bought a weapon pre-ban or not? Thank you for your answer in advance. Signed, Terry.
If I were buying a pre-ban, like, you know, he gets elected and you decide I'm going to go do this, I just make sure I had a handwritten bill of sale even. That's good enough. Bill of sale. I sold this person, serial number, blah, 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 blah. And that's it. The seller doesn't even put their name on it. I'd recommend that they do because it's going to be more legitimate. But that's all you need, bill of sale.
All right. Mike, that looks like everything now. You're available 24/7. People can call you, and you will answer the phone.
Absolutely. 239-ASK-MIKE, 275-6453, is Ask Mike. You call me 24 hours a day, I'll answer the phone. And let's hope that there's not any violence, but to the extent that there is and anybody needs help, that's one of the things that I do. So hopefully I can help, Stan.
All right, buddy. 239-ASK-MIKE. He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
Thanks, man.
There he goes. There goes Mike Chiannopoulos. Apologize for the phone connection. I don't know if it's our end or his end, but it was driving me nuts. We're going to take a break. Well, I'm just being honest. I hate phones.
They've never really been your friend.
They have never been. I can't dial them. I can't listen on them. People wonder why I'm so short on the phone, because I don't like talking on them.
And you generally don't get good news by the phone, because people want that in person. Yep. They want to eat that up. Yep. But on the phone, they'll slough off the bad stuff.
Yep. My phone rings. I know it can't be good.
There's no incentive for you to answer the phone.
There's no incentive. We're going to take a break. First look at traffic, news headlines, Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, 5 movie clips, and they're big in movies. They're a popular thing in movies where somebody in the film has to give that speech.
Oh,
that,
God.
That let's go, guys. Let's that speech.
Yeah, let's all get inspired.
Yep. There's a lot of them. Got a few of them coming up for you. You could win. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
Me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. Get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. A lot going on at Election Central, but we don't have control over that. Marvin and Kim are doing that.
We have been told in no uncertain terms, stay in your lane.
Right. So Haney will be doing a lot of fluffer and kicker stories this afternoon.
Yeah, to take your mind off it.
Yeah. Also, in about a half hour,
Really, if you haven't made up your mind by now,
I
mean, come on,
it's crazy.
I mean, I think one thing that all voters would have in common,
what's that?
No matter what,
what?
This year it's not a difficult choice.
No. One or the other. There's not a gray area.
Yeah, you're not going, oh, geez, they're both so good.
half hour from now, we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Chance for you to get some nice prizes. Today's movie theme, the movie speech, the movie talk to.
The movie talk
to. Hey, gang, hold on a second. You know,
the voice of reason.
Not always.
Well, it purports to be.
Yes. We'll do that in a little bit. Let's get you updated on traffic. We're busy already. And it is a little crazy out there. I had to go out on the road.
It was crazy last night when I had to go into town.
Snowbirds are back. All right? They're back.
And what happens is when the snowbirds are back, they go really slow in all three lanes. So then you got the daredevils that want to thread between them, constantly changing lanes at high speed.
Yeah. I it's a little early for snowbirds. They're coming down because I call them the COVID birds.
Yep.
They're leaving all the Northeast where it's still all locked down.
Why wouldn't you?
Of course. I told you the other day, where I live, not a case of COVID to be found in the complex. And it's more than one building. It's several buildings. And the master board had to send the email out last week. We have our first cases with our snowbirds coming in. We ask that they can quarantine for 14 days.
This is such a strange... COVID is a strange thing.
Strange.
There was a... I think he played for the Ravens. And played a full NFL game on Sunday.
Yes.
And won.
Yep.
And Monday morning they go, hey, you know the test you took before the game on Sunday? Yeah, you got COVID. And he goes, what?
Yep.
I got COVID? Bitch, I just won an NFL football game. I feel fine.
NFL caliber. Traffic is brought
to you. If somebody has to tell you.
There he is. That you have COVID. See, I thought I had it, but I didn't. You were asking me the other day when I had to take 2 days off because I was so sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out it was a sinus infection. Everybody, COVID. Took the test. No. I was sick as a dog. Then you get somebody like that. He wins an NFL caliber football game. And he had it.
And it's news to him.
Yep. Traffic is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. It's busy. This early, it's busy. We'll start in North Fort Myers, hit and run 14,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue, right by Executive Car Sales. Fort Myers crash, 16,000 block of Corporate Commerce Way, right by the Arby's restaurant. Crash, Fort Myers, Gladiolus Drive, and Lakes of Laguna Boulevard. Fort Myers crash, Summerlin Road and Venetian Point Drive. Still more, Fort Myers crash, Palm Beach Boulevard and Buckingham Road. And in Lehigh Acres, got a crash, Homestead Road North and Irondale Street East. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is. He's going to give you the headlines. Here's Mark Haney, everybody.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, we all love sending each other nude pictures of ourselves.
It's such great fun.
But, you know, once you send that nude of yourself, the guessing game starts.
Yes!
Well, there is a new app
What is that?
That allows you to set up a legally binding non-disclosure arrangement before you send the nude selfie.
Right. So let's think this thing out. We'll sign all the proper documents, and then I'll...
And then congratulations.
Yeah, I'll send you the nude.
Yep. Wow. If only this woman had known Stan, he could have saved her an awful lot of heartache.
What? Who?
A woman files a legal complaint against her brand new husband. They've only been married a day. When she learns he is bald. He'd been wearing a hairpiece yep. the whole time, and she is not pleased.
You know, I know that people within the sound of her voice is probably something they don't want to openly talk about because they think nobody can tell. Mm-hmm. But we know that you're wearing a hairpiece. How is that as awkward in the bedroom when you just start dating as the first fart? Is that as awkward? Like, okay, she's going to have to see me without the piece.
Well, it was a deal breaker.
Yeah. Or the first time one of you lets the old one cheek sneak go.
I don't know.
I can't even think along those lines.
That's a debate as old as time itself,
yeah.
Stan.
Yeah. The hair piece, because, Junior, you'll probably be wearing a piece in a few years.
Oh, yeah, he'll have to.
No, I'm not. I'm going to embrace it.
I'm going to tell you right now, as soon as we can let people in the studio, I wanted to do it with Haney for years. Maybe we can do it with both of you. Get the pros in here to fit you with one, and we'll take different snapshots.
But I got hair.
With the pompadour. Well, you just need a front piece.
It's going back.
What?
It's going back. Same as mine. We're in the same boat.
It ain't going back like yours.
No. What, mine's worse?
Yes.
Haney's...
Because you got that dock.
Haney's hair... is like, he's got hair there. It's just like it's been harvested a little bit. You, there's been just a mass wiping out of the area.
Well, it's been slow.
Well, it's what they call dead zones.
But
you look like a toddler.
But I'd like to both of you.
Little baby Junior.
Try on a piece.
I'm not trying on a piece.
You know, the pompadour look.
I did that for you before, and it was a used piece.
Oh, that's right. You did it with the newspaper guy.
Yeah. I won't do it again. Unless it's new.
Unless it's new. That was one of the creepiest days in this room.
Yep.
Newspaper guy that used to work for the Fort Myers News Press.
He upgraded his hairpiece.
Rug wearer for as long. I knew him in Sanford.
Yep.
And he always had a piece. And evidently for Christmas, he got a new hairpiece and put one in a box, closed it all up, put a nice bow on it, and gave Haney a gift. And it was his old piece, and it looked like roadkill.
Yep.
Like a dead animal.
Yeah, it was really unpleasant.
Yep.
Sorry about that, folks. An off-duty cop dressed as a stormtrooper for Halloween pulls over a drunk driver.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't faze him.
No.
And finally, a man in Michigan successfully eludes the police during a dangerous high-speed chase, only to get caught sleeping in the local McDonald's. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter's important.
Wake up, boy. Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time.
Thank you, Mr. McMurphy.
Yep. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Get one of those with, like, the actual hairline up there. Maybe we'll get you something called the Biden.
Yep. Today is election day.
You don't say.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about Election Day.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about Election Day.
It's not nearly as lit as Arbor Day, but hey, a party's a party.
Living in America!
Yeah!
Statistics show voter turnout would be much higher if they offered a side of ranch. Oh,
yeah. Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
The United States has notoriously low voter turnout because Americans will only stand in line for important things like Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, this is not real!
It's actually illegal to post a photo of your ballot unless there is a Kardashian somewhere in the frame.
I just got my third earring.
I know, sweetheart.
It's a lady.
It's okay. It's all right, baby.
I want to hear all about it because I support you.
I hate you, Claire.
And your needs.
Yeah, Claire.
I hate you, Claire!
I don't know who that is. Even though we pretend it's all uncomplicated and fair, the actual rules are about as easy to understand as offsides in soccer.
First of all, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
It's the one day a year where all crime is legal for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Or is that the purge?
Hold on, I'm just watching Haney on the news. Clyburn speaking.
Oh boy. What is he doing? Making sure that any remaining credibility he has is lost? I got two words for you, Clyburn. Herschel Walker.
Yes.
We vote on Tuesday because it was the most convenient day of the week for farmers and tacos.
Hold my beer.
In some West Virginia municipalities, it's illegal to bring your emotional support ferret to the polling place.
A cackle. It just cuts through you like a knife.
It really does.
It does, doesn't it? Brainstem.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about Election Day.
Yes.
It's perfectly fine to display your I voted sticker on social media. Unless, of course, it's on your junk.
Round the side, boys. Join Mr. McMurphy in the executive lounge, please. Round the side.
Thank you,
Elvis,
Mr. McMurphy.
Has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. Email time. Ahoy. @StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
Stan, would you care to join Mr. McMurphy and myself to watch election results tonight?
Can we watch the election results tonight? It's the election. It's the election. Well, shall we take a vote?
Woo!
This is our friend, Leo. He
you would, know who he is.
Yeah, darn right I do. He would like to answer our last Thursday's question of the week. What did your town do for Halloween as far as like a haunted walk or a festival or anything like that? Hey, you guys, I wanted to answer your question of the week. Something my neighborhood did when I lived in Tennessee is that we had something called Riverfest. We were right on the Cumberland River and people would dress up. There would be live music, good food. There was also lots of competitions like the best costume and whatnot. I went up there last year to visit my mom, and I
dressed up as Marty McFly and made a cardboard DeLorean and attached it to my wheelchair. So it looked like I was actually driving it. I'll try to find the picture to show you guys. I wish you would. I would really love to see that picture. I think make a big effort there, Leo. Get us the picture. You guys are the best. Sign Leo. Scott writes, hey guys, it's the big day today. For some reason, I've been thinking about the old saying about how if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? I guess I'm thinking about if President Trump gets reelected in a fair and just fashion and the mainstream media refuses to report it, does it actually happen?
Well, let's watch.
That's the truth. I think we all have our own truths about that. I do urge everyone to vote whichever way they choose and to do it peacefully. Love you guys, Junior 2. By the way, it's Godzilla's birthday today as well. I suggest everyone watch one of the movies. It might be good prep for the next 80 days or so.
What?
Signed, Scott. Godzilla's birthday.
He's on to something.
What?
Because here's what I predict happens. If Trump wins,
yeah,
they take all news programming off the air. As a matter of fact, they take all programming off the air, and it's nothing but Ellen 24-7.
Oh, man.
Till further notice.
Yeah.
And it's just her dancing. That's it.
This is from Kevin, who heard Haney say 1989 was one of his worst years. Ahoy. You know what? On that one, I'm with Haney. Only marriage in 1989, free man in 2001. Love the show. Signed, Kevin, from the Cape.
Yeah. What a colossal waste of time, eh, Kevin?
Let's not forget him. So I don't get yelled at. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus Christ.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, here we are. The most important day in the last 4 years. Of course, it's Election Day. And if you haven't voted yet, shame on you. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't bitch.
Shame!
Shame! I am hopeful that people looked at both sides. Very fair, Guardian. I hope people looked at both sides and decided what they wanted for the future of America. Very well put, Guardian. Do you want to preserve our way of life, or do you want to see the country turn into a socialist country?
Jesus Christ.
Because that's...
No, Guardian, you haven't heard the news. They've leapfrogged socialism. It's straight to communism.
Yeah.
Didn't you see...
Hammer and sickle.
Didn't you see Kamala's cartoon?
Hammer and sickle. Because that's what's going to happen. I think your children and grandchildren's future... Or think about them. Let's hope smart people win.
You mean like someone that could be described as a stable genius?
Yes. God bless America, and God bless the stable genius Donald J. Trump. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break. Stan's name that movie. We'll go over the prizes, play the clips. You identify it, first one to do it, you win a prize. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. What? Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Stan.
Stan and Haney. Hi, Haney. Junior.
Hello.
Haney.
Stan.
Junior.
Stan.
Junior, Haney.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. I'll go over the prizes, and then we got five movie clips, movie speeches, movie talking tos, where somebody takes the lead. Somebody's got to take the lead.
Yeah, you know, looks like all hope is lost. Yeah. somebody's got to step up.
Yeah. Traffic is brought to you by
Fire. Was this before or after a training montage?
Can't say. Maybe in some. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, two things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. Got a hit and run. 15,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard right by the Target store.
The Target.
What the? Crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and Danport Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Caney in the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. Your job is to listen to the movie clip and be the first person to identify the film.
Let's all get pumped.
Yeah, man. If you are that first person to identify the film, you will have your choice of the following prizes. Winner's choice.
Look, I know it doesn't look good, guys.
Yeah, hold on. Here's what's up for grabs. $50 to the Big 8 Barbecue in Cape Coral. I've got a pair of tickets to the Fort Myers Boat Show. That's going to be coming up November 12th through the 15th. Haney's really pumped about this, and I've got tickets to go see the Steel Panther show.
Oh, they're awesome.
They're going to be there with Blackstone Cherry at the ranch in Fort Myers December 9th. Got tickets. And $50 to the Pewter Mug, North Naples. Those are the prizes. I will release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Your job is to be the first person to identify it. I will tell you that four of the five movie clips are from comedies. The first one is not, but I included it because it is so great. Name this movie and win a prize.
May have gotten a bad break.
Yeah, not that one. Name this movie and win a prize. I wish I could play the whole scene, but it goes a long, long time, so it's just a piece of it. Name it.
Your name's Levine.
Yeah.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? I don't gotta listen to this.
You certainly don't, pal, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got all you've got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sit.
Oh. Have I got your attention now? Good. Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close. You are. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. The leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
I love it.
Well, that'll motivate you, huh?
Yeah. Phone lines are released.
Tony Robbins got it all wrong.
Junior, you have any guess what that movie is?
I have no idea, but I'm kind of enticed now.
Oh, I love that movie.
Is that the way you held meetings and for retail sales?
Oh, absolutely.
Name the movie, win a prize. Oh, ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Eric.
Eric, can you name the movie?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
You are absolutely right. That's Alec Baldwin right there.
Yes, it is.
I saw the movie when it came out, and I got to see it played on Broadway as well. It's a great, great, great movie.
It was awesome.
What would you like?
I would like the pewter mug. I'll take the wife out to eat.
Beautiful. Hold the line. Jack Lemmon's in that movie. Al Pacino's in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, once he pulled the Beamer card.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
That's my name.
Yeah. Movie clip number two. These are moments in movies where a speech is given. Could be a pep talk. It could be a scare tactic. It could be a remembrance. Name this movie and win a prize.
Come on. Okay. The Industrial Revolution to me is just like a story I know called The Puppy Who Lost His Way. The world was changing, and the puppy was getting bigger. So you see, the puppy was like industry, in that they were both lost in the woods. And nobody, especially the little boy, society, knew where to find them. Except that the puppy was a dog. But the industry, my friends, that was a revolution. Nib High Football rules! What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine, but...
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
Name the movie. Name the movie, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, what is it?
It's Billy Madison.
It is Billy Madison. What would you like?
I'll take the pewter mug, too, if you got one.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. There you go. Pewter mug.
Don't let him get you down, Billy.
Steel Panther tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happening at the ranch. Fort Myers Boat Show. You know, it's their 48th. And $50 to Big 8 Barbecue in Cape Coral. We're up to movie clip number three. They're the speeches. The moment in the movie where somebody goes and takes charge. And
you got to step up, man.
Step up. Name?
Junior.
He's very...
You are talking so loud, we can hear you in here.
Speak like an American.
What did I do?
You are so loud, we can hear your mumbling in here.
I'm sorry, I'll turn it down.
How about speaking softer? Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, it goes right back.
One ear, in one ear and out the other.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that hair.
He can't help.
I know.
And he doesn't have the budget to deal with it.
He doesn't. It's either that or go shave it all off.
We should help.
What do you want to do?
Get a sponsor to fix him.
What? Like what?
Well, I mean, can't they inject him with hormones or something?
What, to grow hair?
I don't know.
I get plugged.
Yep, that's a fortune, and you'll regret it. Look at Lee Biden.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You're not looking good on that new paint job, Sonny.
Name this movie, The Speech.
Not supposed to be here.
God, what is this?
I I guess I could sure use some cupcakes or some peanut butter cups about now. Yeah! You know what that's about? Yeah! So I guess you guys should vote, you know, because voting kicks ass, right? Yeah! And let me tell you, if you're going to vote, why not vote for Al Donnelly, right? In the USA. You gotta fight for your right to vote. That's one small step for man, one giant. I have a dream. Power to the people! Hey, fellas! Yeah. Kill Whitey!
You know, that reminds me of you when you get amped up on a stage.
That's me. Throw a few drinks at me, hand me a microphone, better yet, a bullhorn.
Yep. And it happens. That's when the magic happens.
Yeah, that's when the magic happens. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Randall in Naples.
Randall, name the movie.
Black Sheep.
It is Black Sheep. You are absolutely correct.
Nice.
What would you like? I've got a Big Eight barbecue. I've got the boat show. Steel Panther.
I love the pewter mug. All right. I love that.
All right, that's the last one today. Hold on. Pewter mug's off. Everybody loves, I love the pewter mug.
You know, they got a picture, they're interviewing that Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
He looks like a man with a secret.
Oh, yeah, he knows something you don't. That's what he thinks. Movie clip number four.
That's a nice kitchen he's got there.
It's a great kitchen. Look at the granite countertops.
Looks like those.
Look at that cutting board. That's a.
Has he got a ninja foodie?
He does? No, I think that is one of those crock pots.
Instapot?
Yeah, Instapot.
Oh, is that real brick?
No. No, that's a
facade?
You put it on the back of you can tile, you can brick on the back of a.
Look at that. He's got a nice plant there that looks real.
I believe that's parsley growing so that he can cut some.
Oh!
Yes.
Wow, I bet he's. Knows what he's doing in there.
He does.
and I bet he's very clean and wears an apron.
Yep. Probably got one right behind that cabinet door there.
You know what? That man keeps a good house.
Yep. Movie clip number four. The speeches. Name the movie.
I'd like to say something that I've prepared tonight.
All right. Alan.
Hello. How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City. You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. But when my sister brought Doug home, I knew he was one of my own. And my wolf pack, it grew by one. So were there two of us, there were two of us in the wolf pack. I was alone first in the pack, and then Doug joined in later. And 6 months ago, when Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added two more guys to my wolf pack.
All right.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas. Looking for strippers and cocaine. So tonight, I make a toast.
Oh, what? What do you got there?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what are you doing?
Name the movie.
Dude,
what's the matter?
Well, Pete Buttigieg, he's got fresh fruit out on the counter.
He had bananas and onions.
And he also, it looked like he had a coffee maker and an espresso maker.
Yep. That's living. I got to take a call.
Okay.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Andrew from Cape Coral. Andrew?
I'm just saying, he's living pretty high on the hog for being mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
You better believe it. Where's that money coming from? can you name the movie?
Hangover.
It is The Hangover. What would you like?
I'll take that Big 8 barbecue.
Yeah, you will. It's good. Hold on. All right, we got one more. That was a beautiful kitchen.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect to see a kitchen of that caliber in the home of the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Who makes, what, maybe $30,000 a year, if he's lucky?
No, I would think they would be more, that'd probably pay like $15,000.
Not that low. This ain't the 1990s.
South Bend, Indiana.
He's got to be making at least $30,000.
Really? That's you think that guy's pulling down 30?
Living in some $800,000 home. One more for you. Movie speeches. Name.
Is there an $800,000 home in South Bend, Indiana?
Yes, there is.
I'm going to look it up.
Outside of city limits.
Oh.
You know, suburbs.
That, right, gotcha. Somewhere
name.
Like
yep.
Lake Pine.
Mm-hmm. Or... they got a different name for it. Name this movie. Win a prize. Steel Panther tickets. Boat show tickets. Big 8 barbecue. Name the movie.
Donnie was a good bowler and a good man. He was one of us. He was a man who loved the outdoors and bowling. And as a surfer, he explored the beaches of Southern California from La Jolla to Leo Carrillo and up to Pismo. He died as so many young men of his generation before his time. In your wisdom, Lord, you took him. As you took so many bright, flowering young men at Quezon, at Londoc, at Hill 364. These young men gave their lives. So did Donnie. Donnie, who loved bowling. And so, Theodore Donald Karabatsos, in accordance with what we think your dying wishes might well have been, we commit your final mortal remains to the bosom of the Pacific Ocean, which you loved so well. Good night, sweet prince.
Loved bowling. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Paul.
Paul, name the movie.
The Big Lebowski.
It is The Big Lebowski. What would you like? Big 8 barbecue, boat show, or Steel Panther tickets?
We'll go with the barbecue.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. There you go. That wraps up today's edition of Stan's Name That Movie. What will follow now is Mark Haney doing an outro for the segment.
In South Bend, all I can find is the median value of a home is $104,000.
Of course, don't worry about that. You got to go and use Zillow. You outro me?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
You know, you didn't have to take the Lord's name in vain.
I just went and
like
said the whole damn thing that now here you are to outro me and you're still looking at homes and...
Well, at least I didn't get to my next project, which was to see what the mayor's salary is.
About $30,000. I don't know how you can live in a home like that.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking. And now traffic.
I already did traffic, didn't I?
Slow and go traffic on US 41 and I-75. That's northbound, and you've got a computer malfunction, but I'm covering you.
Thank you.
Full election coverage with Marvin and Kit coming up.
96 K-Rock. The Stan and Haney Show would like to remind you, the listener, that Stan and Haney have no power or control regarding the following. The internet streaming signal or lack thereof. Any internet streaming content other than their own show.
the hiring of any on-air personnel, the dismissal of any on-air personnel. Stan and Haney have no power or control over the FM radio signal or lack thereof. The selection of program music, station promos, station events, station commercials, the comments of anyone other than their own. Stan and Haney have no power or control over the ability to take back a prize and give it to someone else. Company office hours, appearance of company vehicles, what other Beasley radio stations are doing, what other Southwest Florida radio stations are doing, the location and address of former employees. In fact, Stan and Haney have little, if any, power or control at all over their own lives, both public and private. Thank you.
Baby. Sizzling the after hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Election night. It's not, you know why I'm saying? Sun's going down. It's getting dark outside.
It's unnatural.
It's not daytime anymore. It's not the afternoon. It's going to be night here in minutes. But that's standard time. No year-round daylight savings time yet. Although we, the voters,
I think
the state agreed.
Scott and Rubio tried to get something done in the Senate.
Yeah. And then nothing gets done.
No, nothing ever does.
Yeah. The thing is, and I've tried to explain this, let's just suppose the state of Florida goes to year-round daylight savings time, where the rest of the eastern coast stays on standard time, which means we would be technically on Atlantic time, which is an hour earlier. So if it was like 5 o'clock now, it would really be 6 o'clock or an hour later.
We'd be going home, man. And how can you argue with that?
Your NFL
games. Am I right, Junior?
Your NFL games on Sunday would be 2 o'clock starts instead of 1 o'clock starts. Your primetime programming at night, if you watch TV, wouldn't start until 9. Your news wouldn't come on, well, local news, but like your network news wouldn't come on until midnight.
Well, Stan, any time that I'm faced with a situation and I've really got to think it through, the first thing I think of is, what would President Trump do?
Oh, for crying.
And you know what he'd say to that?
What?
They have this wonderful thing. It's called on demand.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time the show comes on anymore. You go on the computer, click, 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 click. They say it comes on, but you can do on demand. You got computers now. You got tablets.
You know what Trump does? And I notice he's got a little tick. And it's his hand. He taps his side, or he taps the side of the podium. He's, even when he's, you know, cheering around, he takes his right hand. He gives it a little.
I think it's superstition.
A little 1-2.
I think it's a superstitious thing.
It's not a superstitious thing.
Why do you say that?
He's a tapper.
Like a hoofer?
Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by...
You think if he felt free to do so, he'd break out in a tap dance?
No. He taps his hands.
He's a tapper.
Yes. On the side of the podium, on the side of his leg, when he's going up a set of stairs on the railing.
Yeah, every time.
Tapperoo.
He does it on Marine One, too.
Yep, a little tap. That's a tick. Traffic is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Cape Carl.
Garden spot of the world. Yeah.
One thing on the board, it's Fort Myers crash. 2500 block of Crystal Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Well, that's about 25 minutes as we get ready for Al Beck at 6 o'clock.
Yep, the anchor.
Yep.
Holds it all together.
Yep. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, November 3rd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
For just a split second, Junior thought he was caught off guard with Rocktober.
Mm-hmm.
For just a tiny split second.
Well, he paused for like just like a split second, so I thought I had to click something.
What doctors call PTSD.
Yes!
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Stan, where do most Puerto Ricans live?
Puerto Rico.
No. The continental United States.
Well, I guess they can go. They're citizens.
There are approximately 5.8 million Puerto Ricans living in the United States and 3.2 million living in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Time now for perspective. Too much perspective. We all remember the Karate Kid.
Yeah, we do.
Pat Morita, Arnold from Happy Days, a.k.a. Mr. Miyagi, was 52 when that movie was made.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the great one, Ralph Macchio, turns 59.
Yeah, older than when he first met Mr. Miyagi.
Stan, you are a well-known cat lover.
What? I don't know about that. I own a cat.
And have continuously for years.
I've had a cat for a while.
When do you think kitty litter was invented?
Well, your original kitty litter was a clay-based substance. A lot of clay. A
lot of dust.
I would say probably around the turn of the 20th century.
Kitty litter was invented in the state of Michigan in 1947.
Oh.
Now, it's not like people didn't have cats before then, but back then people used dirt or ashes from the fireplace.
How many of you, I don't know if it goes on today, because I don't think they have them anymore. Playground as a little kid, sandbox. You'd always find cat crap in there.
In your neighborhood.
Oh, our school at recess, they had a for like the elementary kids, you had a little sandbox there. You had at the park a sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
Cat crap.
Yep.
Oh, look at that. That's like an original kitty litter ad right there. What company put that out, Haney?
It takes the place of sand.
What a great invention. There's a name brand.
Price.
Price Kitty
yep.
Litter.
A low and low company.
And it suggests that you ask Kitty, she knows.
Yeah. hard.
Who among us doesn't enjoy sending others nude photos of ourselves?
Yes, one of the, you know what? It is probably one of the more popular things that go on out there.
But once
it
you...
goes on, look at Junior. Like, he sent his share.
Once you get over the initial endorphin rush of sending the nude photo of yourself, well, then the guessing game starts.
You're darn right it does. And no guy should send nude photos.
That's been established. Dan.
Women, no problem. If you know that you can pull it off. But a guy,
as long as your ass isn't broken out in a rash.
Right! But no guy should send any nude photos of his junk or anything. Basically, women don't care.
They tolerate it.
Yes.
Well, if it's something that you enjoy, but you worry, hey, what if that person gets mad at me and decides to share it with the world? I wouldn't like that. Well, congratulations. There's a new app on the market called eGree.
eGree.
It lets you create a lengthy, legally binding non-disclosure agreement with someone before you send your nude photographs.
Is this available in the App Store? What the hell? There it is. eGree.
Once you sign the non-disclosure agreement, if they leak your nude photos, you can sue them and have the same legal standing as if you'd lawyered up in the first place.
What if you didn't decide to send it, via digital and just decided to blow up 8x10s and put them on car windshields? I didn't send it to anybody.
Well, you've distributed it yourself,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I have.
Then
well,
no,
I'll,
that
get
way,
then, I'll get a friend to do it.
I don't think that's the situation they're looking at here.
You're right up there with the pizza offer.
You can download eGree for free for Apple and Android.
Ah!
However, if you actually want to set up one of these sexting NDAs,
yeah,
it'll set you back 99 cents.
Yeah, because it's an in-app purchase. Don't let them fool you. Ooh, free app. In-app purchase required. Look at him. He's on the phone now. Look at him.
Yeah, I just downloaded it.
Well, remember, if you download an app and, whoa, look at this. This is great. I don't have to pay for anything. That means you, my friend, are the product. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
You all right?
Yeah, I was just distracted for a second because there's something going on here I'm not aware of.
What's going on?
Well, it looked like you and him had something cooking for a second.
I didn't have nothing cooking with him. He's too busy downloading that eGree.
Well, I just saw him, and it looked like he was flighty and struggling, and then you looked over
normal.
At him.
Well, yeah, you got to look.
Bill, you know, it seems like every Halloween you hear about people in ridiculous costumes getting busted by the cops.
Absolutely.
It's rare that the cops are the ones in the ridiculous costumes. There's a Nevada Highway Patrol trooper named Britta Foch.
Huh? What?
Britta Foch. And this weekend, Britta was off duty and driving home from a Halloween party in Las Vegas Nev when she saw a drunk driver about to get onto the freeway going the wrong direction. So she stopped the car before they could get onto the freeway driving the wrong way. All of this happened while she was wearing her full Star Wars Stormtrooper costume.
I bet you, oh, she spent good money on that one, too. That's not off the rack.
That's what you call HQ.
What's that mean?
High quality.
Oh, thank you. Yes. It's high quality. You get that for your cons and stuff.
She held the car there until on-duty officers came and arrested the driver for DUI. Probably saved some lives there.
Oh, yeah. You know, like in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where John Candy's going down the highway the wrong way. You're going the wrong way!
What?
How does he know where we're going?
You know, it's rare that I say this, but I'm looking at this news story, and I'm thinking, if only this woman had known Stan, he could have saved her a world of heartache.
What is it?
A 27-year-old woman in Mumbai, India. Everybody knows that's Bombay.
Yeah, of course.
Married a 29-year-old man back in September. Everything seemed fine. Mm-hmm. Until the day after their wedding, the man approached his new bride and revealed he had a horrible, horrible secret. Mm-hmm. He's bald.
I wonder if he said that while he still had the rug.
He'd worn a hairpiece the entire time the woman had known him.
How would she not know?
And only revealed the devastating truth after the marriage was official.
How would she not know?
She has now filed a formal legal complaint against him, in which she says, in no uncertain terms, she never would have married him if she had known he was a bald man.
How could you not? Didn't she ever, like, put her fingers through his hair?
Well, you know, you can shower in some of these.
Some of these? You can shower? You can swim?
Due to her legal complaint, the police are looking into whether there was fraud committed.
I think there might have been, but she would have to know. Yeah, you can shower with it, and you can go swimming and jog.
Well, you know, everything worked out for Joe and Jill. Maybe they'll be okay.
Yep. Yep. She accepted him without hair and with hair. That's a beautiful thing. That's a love affair right there. That is love.
Yeah. So much love that she left the guy she was with for.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Yeah,
for our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, this show doesn't condone high-speed chases.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But we would be less than forthright.
What?
A fuse just blew, Stan. I don't know what to tell you.
It's happened to me, too.
But we would be less than forthright if we didn't admit that there's a certain grudging respect for someone that gets away.
Sure.
A man in Carson City, Michigan. You thought I was going to say Nevada.
I did, but I waited for you to finish.
He got into a high-speed police chase on Saturday night, which, as you may recall, was Halloween. This rat bastard hauled ass into a residential area where people were outside trick-or-treating, and the police wisely said, okay, chase is over, he got away.
Yeah, you gotta let him go.
So, he got away scot-free after the police stopped chasing him. He crashed into a fence, abandoned the car, and went to a nearby McDonald's.
Right on.
Where he immediately fell asleep, and that's where the police found him the next morning. He was then taken to jail.
Do we have a picture?
I can't find one.
Do you have a picture of the guy that wearing the rug?
No.
The McDonald's guy, you should be able to find that CBS 5 Bay City, Michigan.
Yeah. So fine network over there. They got top flight local talent.
And if you're looking for Baldy, that's from India.com.
Oh, now I want to see Baldy.
He's not going to find it.
I had India.com pulled up. They didn't have a picture of him.
That's a lie.
A picture, not a picture. A picture.
A picture.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, Rolvember Turd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Stand by our flag, vote right. What? Was that inappropriate?
I'll tell you, say this isn't saying too much out of turn. I'm looking around at other places, and when you do this, you have to go and look at what their association is and what they expect, what you can put on, you know, the deed restrictions and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at one. And I was very pleased. They had in the homeowners, you're going down the list, said it is within your right, within the homeowners association, to have a flagpole attached to your house showing the American flag. What are you doing? And I have every right to put a flagpole and display the American flag. What are you watching?
Turn it up.
No, I don't want to know what it is. What is this? Everybody say M-A-G-A. What is it? What are you saying?
M-A-G-A.
Okay. Please.
What?
Just please.
What?
You know what? When the show's over, you can go home, plank yourself in front of the television, and watch it. And you know what? By the time you have to go to bed tonight, you're not going to know anything.
Well, I probably won't go to bed tonight because, you know, I'll be getting calls and cards and letters. Everybody knows this.
He's losing his mind, folks. Jason and
you
Todd.
You think?
From the Diamond Disc. I'm going to be so glad when this is over.
But it will never be over, Stan.
What do you mean?
Just like you told me in 2016. Oh, Haney, you think just because he won an election, it's over?
Oh, yeah, it'll never be over. If he wins, it'll still be going. It'll be going on for another 4 years.
More years.
Well, stop!
All right.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District
you
bringing us news.
Such a buzz killer.
Look, go home and celebrate. Jason,
M-A-G-A.
Will you stop? Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing
bang,
us
bang,
news.
Bang, bang, bang.
You done? You
stand
done?
By our flag. Vote right.
This is the perfect family scene when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Did you accuse me of losing my mind?
Yes. That's the first time I said it publicly. Privately, I've been thinking it for years.
Well, and we've discussed it in private. That was public.
Al Beck.
Didn't you sign an NDA?
I did. I apologize. I'm in trouble now. Al Beck at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
But ever since I've been taking those schizophrenic pills.
Yep, the voices have stopped. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Got a few things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Hit and run. Vivian Lane and Pine Island Road. Then Fort Myers, Crash, Crystal Drive, and Plantation Road. And one more for you. It's in Fort Myers. It's a crash. 10,000 block of Gulf Center Drive. And you are up to date.
Stand by our flag. God bless America.
the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell.
Yeah.
We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone.
San Francisco Bay.
Cause we'll all stick together.
Well, everything that's in between it is our own.
That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Pennsylvania.
And I think you're going to finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure good. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
You got your keyboard ready, Stan?
I got it ready.
Yeah. All right. Let me show you my hand.
And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. Well, we're damn sure proved you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I knew teaching was my chosen profession. I called in the office on the second day, I had a parent mad at me. I walk in there and this dad jumps up. He said, I heard you called my daughter stupid. Like, I would never call your daughter stupid. I asked her if she was stupid. I know there seems like there should be a second part to that joke, but that's where that one ends. That's where we go on now. You know, that's... The thing I was most proud of when I taught was I always developed a good rapport with my students, and they always knew they could come to me if they ever had problems with anything. That's one of the most important things, and I still believe that. I had a girl walk into my room before school one day, and she had been crying, and I asked her what was wrong. She said, my boyfriend and my dad just got into a fight, and then my boyfriend was bringing me to school. He was taking it out on me, and he was calling me fat, and he was calling me lazy, and he was calling me dumb. I said, you'd want to be with that loser anyway. He doesn't respect the person you are today, which means he will never respect the person you're going to become in the future. And she said, you're so nice. I wish you were him. Like, I really don't make a good boyfriend. She said, I met my dad. You're really old. Like, whatever, fatty. I didn't say that. That's a joke.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Long lines at the polls today. And you know if you want to go...
Are there?
And yeah. And you know if you want to go through a drive-thru, there's long lines there. Wouldn't it be great if we could just have voting in the fast food line together? I've got a live camera.
Jack in the ballot box. Go ahead and order.
Yeah, I'll take a Biden burger, a side of Harris, and a large Pelosi punch.
I'm sorry, did you mail that order in a week ago?
Yeah.
Please stand in line for a few hours until your order's ready. Welcome to Jack in the Ballot Box.
Yeah, give me a bucket of Trump, mostly white meat, a side of Pence, and a large McConnell extra ice.
One Tucker Carlson special. Can I get you to pull forward with the rest of your caravan?
Jack in the Ballot Box. Now open till polls close.
Laughter's important.
Wake up, boys. Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time.
Thank you, Mr. McMurphy.
Yep. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Get one of those with, like, the actual hairline up there. Maybe we'll get you something called the Biden.
Yep. Today is election day.
You don't say.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about election day.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about election day.
It's not nearly as lit as Arbor Day, but hey, a party's a party.
Living in America!
Yeah!
Statistics show voter turnout would be much higher if they offered a side of ranch.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
The United States has notoriously low voter turnout because Americans will only stand in line for important things like Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, this is not real!
It's actually illegal to post a photo of your ballot unless there is a Kardashian somewhere in the frame.
I just got my
I know, sweetheart.
It's a lady.
It's okay. It's all right,
bed.
Baby.
I want to hear all about it because I support you.
I hate you, Claire.
And your needs.
Yeah, Claire.
I hate you, Claire!
I don't know who that is. Even though we pretend it's all uncomplicated and fair, the actual rules are about as easy to understand as offsides in soccer.
Personal foul, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
It's the one day a year where all crime is legal for 12 hours.
Yep.
Or is that the purge?
Hold on, I'm just watching Haney on the news. Clyburn speaking.
Oh boy. What is he doing? Making sure that any remaining credibility he has is lost. I got two words for you, Clyburn. Herschel Walker.
Yes!
We vote on Tuesday because it was the most convenient day of the week for farmers and tacos.
Hold my beer!
In some West Virginia municipalities, it's illegal to bring your emotional support ferret to the polling place.
A cackle. It just cuts through you like a knife.
It really does.
It does, doesn't it? Brainstem.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about Election Day.
Yes.
It's perfectly fine to display your I voted sticker on social media. Unless, of course, it's on your junk.
Round the side, boys. Join Mr. McMurphy in the executive lounge, please. Round the side.
Thank you,
Elvis Mr. McMurphy. Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.